Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I've got a curveball for you. Okay, I try to talk about things that are interesting and relevant to you that have to do with finances. Sometimes it's a stretch, sometimes not. But today's guest, I think you'll rather enjoy and maybe give you insight into an area that you've never really had a chance to understand or maybe have questions about. And my guest in the studio, Dr. Carl Lentz, and he goes by Rick to his friends, but for us today, he's Dr. Lentz, and he is a local plastic surgeon, owner of Lentz Plastic Surgery. Website is drlentz.com, and the telephone number is 252-8051. Welcome, Dr. Lentz.
Well, thank you, David. It's a real pleasure to be here with you today.
It's my pleasure. I recently ended up realizing that Dr. Lentz and I have some common friends on LinkedIn, that business social media site, and we got connected. And then I said, you need to come on the radio and talk about this thing that is very popular, but I think maybe a mystery to some, is plastic surgery. And of course, there is a significant aspect to that, that a lot of this is elective surgery.
Right, that's correct.
Therefore, people really need to understand how the financial part goes. So what I'd first like to do, if it's okay, is kind of go over some of the major types of services that you offer, that because I think your practice is probably representative of what a lot of mainstream, well-established plastic surgeons do. Let's talk about some of the primary things you do, and then we can give people an idea of what the costs, kind of cost price ranges are.
All right. Well, you know, you have cosmetic surgery, and then you have reconstructive surgery, and that pretty much covers the waterfront on the practice of plastic surgery. In reconstructive surgery, you have all sorts of aspects, from hand surgery to burn surgery to birth defects to trauma. In cosmetic surgery, it runs the gamuts also. What I do now is probably about 75% cosmetic surgery and about 25% reconstructive surgery. Now, those reconstructive procedures I do is mainly like breast reconstruction, facial reconstruction from cancer surgery. That's pretty much what I do reconstructive-wise.
Let me ask you a quick question right there, because I did make the distinction as we started the program that a lot of cosmetic surgery would probably be not covered by insurance. Is any of the reconstructive covered?
Almost all reconstructive surgery is covered by insurance. The question is, does it pay adequately to cover the cost of doing the surgery? And that's a whole other issue, which is going to get even worse in the future.
Things are going to change.
We are looking at a 29% cut in compensation to physicians by Medicare, which all the other insurance companies follow, on January the 1st. We have always had, that's called the Sustainable Growth Rate, SGR. It was created in 1997 with the Medicare reinstitution bill, whatever it was. But it created a situation where the physicians get their income cut every year, and they keep putting it off. This year, they kept putting it off to where it's going to be 29%. Every year, they've fixed that. I don't see where the extra money is this year to fix it.
Okay.
And it's going to be catastrophic if it goes through.
All right. Well, that's a bummer.
Bummer. It's a bigger bummer for patients than it is for doctors. Doctors are usually pretty smart. They can go do something else. Go sell cars, go sell real estate, even go back and get a degree in financial planning.
Hey, then they're really in trouble.
But the problem is, is that we are already 160,000 doctors short, and the consequence of this will take every doctor who's 55 or older who could almost assuredly, you know, retire. They probably are economically capable of it, and it will help them make the decision, I'm out of here.
Okay. Well, then that is a reality check on the reconstructive side. And because I wanted to make that distinction, well, I hope they figure out a solution so it's not as bad.
Well, I hope you're right too, David, because the people in America need health care and they need reconstructive surgery. And, you know, my colleagues and I did not go into surgery or into medicine to not deliver care. We went there to take care of people, and we need to have the ability to keep our offices open. Is the, you know, you can't sell something for less than it costs to make.
You actually have overhead and you have expenses and staff.
And quite honestly, it seems to go up every year.
And you have insurance, I would imagine.
Well, there's that too. Yeah,
they do charge for that. If you're just joining us, Dr. Carl Lentz, the local and very well-known plastic surgeon for Volusia and Flagler County, owner of Lentz Plastic Surgery. Website is drlentz.com, 252-8051. We're going to take a quick break, as we always do. We'll be right back just as soon as I finish a small timeout, and we'll return to the program.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
Welcome back. Dr. Lentz is in the studio with me, and we're having a discussion kind of helping us understand a little bit more about plastic surgery. And we just talked about reconstructive services, and a lot of those are covered by insurance, but there's going to be some cuts, which are very much on the mind of Dr. Lentz and I'm sure other experienced surgeons. So let's turn to cosmetic. You've got, what are some of the major types of cosmetic surgery that people, or most common, I suppose,
well,
that you deal with?
Well, David, I personally do a lot of breast surgery with breast lifts, breast reductions, breast augmentations. I do a lot of mommy makeovers, adding that to the woman that has had a couple, three children and has that loose skin and has lost their waist. I'll do a liposuction and tummy tuck to put it all together. And I'll tell you, it's so exciting to take care of those ladies because it just restores their self-confidence and their body image. And it's like, oh my gosh, I didn't know this was possible. And it really excites me to be able to do that and restore these ladies.
I know what you're speaking to. And of course, yours is a much more obvious impact, I think. And seeing that when I work with people, part of my passion and what I love what I do is I get to help people, you know, with their financial health and give them that confidence about what they're doing. But you get to on the outside.
Well, David, if they didn't have financial health, they can't come to see me.
Well, that's true, because there is a cost component here. And again, you can't dispense your services for no charge. And we can kind of talk about some of the costs as we go through some of these different things. Talk about one of the procedures, of course, is very common and popular, is the breast enhancement or the other procedures related to that. Somebody's listening saying, you know, I've been thinking of going to see Dr. Lentz. Give me I'm not an exact dollar amount, but what range do people should
they
expect?
Well, there are a couple of options on that, and we have both silicone gel implants and saline implants, and we have them behind the muscle and behind the breast.
Okay.
And pretty much that breaks down into the two halves, but there's a lot more to it, and that's why you need to have a personal consultation to know what it is that is best for the patient. But if on the one side, the saline behind the muscle is somewhere just short of $4,000, that includes everything, and the gel behind the breast, which is probably just around $6,000, and my office people are going to be furious at me for having said this because I always make mistakes, and so don't hold me to that.
Well, and that's fine, and I didn't tell Dr. Lentz I was going to ask him that, so I'm asking you kind of off the cuff here, but I think it's good for people to have kind of a range, because somebody might have the misconception that it's $20,000.
Right.
Just to kind of get an order of magnitude.
Well, exciting that, you know, because of the holiday season and all that's coming up, we've decided to have a special discount, 10% on the implants, 10% on the surgeon's fees, and that's going to be through January 1st, and that's on all cosmetic breast surgery that's not a redo of somebody else's. So it's pretty exciting. We're going to have the special through the first of the year, and we're announcing that on the in the newspaper and on the air.
And we're doing it right now.
Right
now.
That's
great. It's going to hit four stations, so that's wonderful. All right, that's good. So then you also, I know you do the facial surgery, you do the body contouring.
We do a lot of cosmetic surgery of the face. That usually is a combination of a facelift, which means they do the face, the neck, and then also almost always in conjunction with that is the brow, the forehead, the eyelids. And probably one of the more exciting things going on in cosmetic and reconstructive surgery today is fat grafting. And the fat grafting has just changed the results. I've been doing it for about 15 years, but we're getting better and better at it. But as you age, your soft tissues are reabsorbed and the bones remodel. And so it's not as much as sagging as we thought it was, but it's loss of volume. Mm. And we can do fat grafting, take fat from the abdomen or the medial thighs and regraft it back into the face and restore those contours. And not only that, in that fat, there are stem cells, which will actually go in and revitalize the skin, the vascular structures.
Wow.
And it is just so exciting because at the end of about 6 weeks, you go, wow. And what I read an article the other day from a lady, she said, I don't really want to look young. I don't want to look better than I did. I just want to look in the mirror and see myself.
There you go.
Because as I've gotten older, I've lost what I used to look like. And so it's so exciting to be able to restore what they used to look like and give them that self-confidence back.
That's very good. Well, as I'm talking, Dr. Lentz, I realize I'm lifting my chin to make sure that there's no sag underneath my chin. But we're joined in the studio, of course, by Dr. Lentz. The website is drlentz.com. Telephone number 252-8051. 10% off on
all breast surgery. All breast that surgery. Is cosmetic. That is not a redo.
Very good. And we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
There are hundreds of annuities available in today's marketplace. How can you know if one is right for you? Certified financial planner David Holland answers this question and more in his educational booklet on annuities. To get your free copy, call Holland Financial at 888-747-PLAN. The annuity booklet provides a plain English explanation of the different types of annuities so you can decide if one is a good fit for your situation. Again, that number is 888-747-7526.
All right, we're back. Dr. Lentz is in the studio and updating us on the special, the 10% off through January 1st on all of the breast surgeries that are not a redo.
And that are purely cosmetic.
Purely cosmetic.
Not insurance covered.
Very good. And then also talking about the distinction with cosmetic versus reconstruction. I want to get to something because I know you've got also a couple of new services
that David.
I want to make sure we get a chance to talk about because I saw the billboard for it and I said, I want to ask you about that.
Well, we're talking about CoolSculpt, and you know, I would never thought in my entire life I'd have a billboard, but this is such a revolutionary
procedure. I've done it too.
and I go like, you know, how do you tell people that you have this sort of vacuum cleaner head that you can slip on a part of their body where if you can pinch the area of fat, you can slip it in this instrument, it'll suck it in, freeze it over an hour, and 20 to 25% of that fat will go away forever.
Ever.
And you know, it's like... if I tell you that, it's hard to believe it. It was hard for me to believe it, but I know it works. I've seen the before and afters, and we've now done it, and we have the patients that have had the great results. And it is not like liposuction. It's not like a tummy tuck surgery. It's not surgery, but there are no needles. There's no anesthesia. There's no downtime. You get off the table from CoolSculpt, and you can go to the gym. And so it's really a terrific opportunity, particularly for people that are in really good shape, and they go like, I just can't get rid of that love handle. I just can't get rid of the women know what I'm talking about.
Well, Dr. Lentz is looking at me over here. Now stop, okay? You're making me uncomfortable. He's checking to see if I got any handles on my sides. I was on my bike this morning for 2 hours, so I'm trying not to. But
well, I was on the treadmill, so.
but so that's an interesting development. That's revolutionary technology, and you have another one that involves, instead of cold, it involves sound waves? Or
it's called Ultherapy, and what that is focused ultrasonic energy that goes right through the skin and hits the fascia and the muscles of the face, and it causes micro scars, which cause that fascia and the muscle to tighten up, and it pulls the skin and the soft tissues and tightens up the face. It, again, is not like a brow lift, a facelift, or, you know, fat grafting, but it does do an improvement, a dramatic improvement, and it gives you the results without any surgery, downtime. And so it's for people that, you know, I don't have that big a problem, but I certainly don't want to have surgery. And it, what we've tried to do in the office is have all the options available from, you know, Botox, from implantable devices to injectables, to skincare. We have an esthetician, a nurse practitioner, and then you have me that does the surgery. We have CoolSculpt. We have Ultherapy. So when you come there, you don't have to buy the one product that we have. We try to find out what will be best for you and give you the results that you want without having to go through anything more than you are willing to go through.
I wish we had our webcam going, because as you describe that, I'm going, that's exactly what I do, because the key thing that I think people want is not to be pushed into the one thing you can do for them. And so you're a hybrid like I am, where, you know, you can pick and choose what is best for the client, not the one thing that you can do.
Exactly. The old saying is that if the only tool you have is a hammer, The world looks like a nail.
It does. And Lisa's laughing because she's heard me say that. We're going to take one more quick break, Lisa. Yeah. Let's go a little early because I want to go to another subject. We're going to take a quick break. Dr. Lentz is in the studio with us. Plastic surgeon, owner of Lentz Plastic Surgery, drlentz.com, 252-8051. We'll be right back.
Creating a world with less cancer takes a team effort. It takes survivors and caregivers and regular folks like you and me who all unite at Relay for Life. This year, nearly 4 million people nationwide will come together to celebrate, remember, and fight back. We're the American Cancer Society, the official sponsor of birthdays. Visit us at relayforlife.org.
Did you know living longer could be the death of your retirement? According to the U.S. Census Bureau, babies born today can expect to live until an average age of 78. Whether you're retiring today, tomorrow, or in 20 years, you must ask yourself, will your retirement plan go the distance? Holland Financial is ready to help. Call 888-747-PLAN to schedule your free consultation or visit us at davidholland.com.
All right, we're back. Sorry you didn't do that on the air so my wife can hear it. Dr. Lentz says, good job, David. Thank you.
Well, I'm impressed is what I said.
Thank you. I enjoy this, and I'm glad to bring this information to our listeners because there's a lot of misunderstanding about things, and I deal with it in my work. People have misunderstanding about what a financial planner does, and I think that with what you do, you know, you're really impacting people's lives and can not just shape the body but shape their confidence.
Well, their self-image and their body image. But I would say there's some similarities is that there is no way that you can be successful with your work and I can be successful with my work without an in-depth conversation, yeah, a consultation to find out what really the patient is looking for and then to be able to guide them into what would give them the best results that they're looking for.
Well, and I think that the real key there is, and I do this all the time, and I know you do it, is somebody comes in and says, okay, here's what I want. They'll come in and tell you, here's what I'm looking for. And you look at them. Okay, I interview them, but you look at them. And
well, I also interview them.
Yeah, you interview them too, but when you're talking with them and you're looking at them and going, you know what? I don't think that's going to give you the outcome you're looking for.
Exactly. You know? If they come looking for a procedure, I say, please don't tell me what procedure you want. Tell me what change do you want? Where do you want to end up? And then we try to figure out how to get them there with
Well, and also the other thought I had was also that you may say, well, here's the result you want, here's why this procedure is not going to work, and here's why one is better, because different people respond differently to plastic surgery.
Right, and the most important thing is in anything of cosmetic surgery or reconstructive surgery is to have realistic expectations of what we're going to be able to deliver. I always tell people, I'm going to promise less and absolutely deliver more.
Yeah.
Because my favorite story is like, if I tell you your car's going to be ready on Wednesday, and then I call you up and say it'll be Thursday, you're unhappy. If I say it's going to be Friday, I call you up and I say it's going to be on Thursday, you're happy. Now, it's still Thursday. You know, it's the same Thursday. One, you're unhappy because of the perception that it was supposed to be sooner, and then the other, you're happy because it was supposed to be later. And that's why it's critically important for us to spend enough time to get to know the patient, to know their goals, and then to figure out what they're willing to invest of time, money, recovery, and those things, and then give them what they're looking for, not for me to tell them what they want.
That's very good. It's not drive-through plastic surgery.
unfortunately.
But there's some folks that do that.
Well, we see this thing on the lifestyle lift, and I have any number of patients that have been coming to see me that have had that. It seems that they meet their surgeon about 5 minutes before the surgery. I think that's a little short for the consultation, and I think that it should be separated in time, not only in amount of time, but in time between when you first meet them and then you actually do the surgery.
Well, it's a big, I don't want to give our listeners the impression that this is not a big decision, because it very much is, no different than picking a financial planner to work with. And they need time to absorb all the information, because there are, of course, naturally with any surgery, there are risks, and you need to make sure they've thought that through.
Absolutely. And you know, you never want to take somebody into the operating room unless they feel comfortable about three things. They have the right surgeon, they're having the right procedure, and it's the right time for them. Because if it's not, you can get into all sorts of, you know, problems with healing, with attitude, with, well, did I get what I was really looking for? And when you're doing cosmetic surgery, there's only one result that counts, and that's the patient is thrilled with what they've had done, not the doctor.
Oh, absolutely. And going back to the, you mentioned one that we talked about some of the aspects, that mommy makeover, because I'm sure there are plenty of women that may be interested in that. So that, give me the package, if you will, and do you have also, I know there's probably more moving parts now, but give me also maybe a range of expectations there as well.
Well, what that would do is that most women that have several children have effects on their breast, have effects on the body fat distribution, and have effects on the muscles of their abdomen and the skin. And so you need to analyze all of those and come up with a plan.
Okay.
With the breast, we may do just simply a breast lift,
right,
or reduction. We may do a breast augmentation where they've lost volume from the pregnancy. We may do a lift and an augmentation and give them not only a fuller breast but a lifted breast. We will almost always do liposuction, particularly on their waist or their hips, and on their abdomen, and sometimes on their legs if they have some extra there. And then we do what's called an abdominal paniculectomy. That's a fancy name for a tummy tuck, where we take out the extra loose skin,
okay,
go up underneath above the umbilicus, tighten up the muscles, and reshape the waist, and bring the body into its ideal shape and form.
The thing that really is interesting to me about that is, we're almost out of time, but you can actually affect the muscles.
Yes.
That's
the muscles get pulled apart by pregnancy, and they can be as much as 6 inches apart.
Wow.
And we bring them back together, and that comes off the waist, and then we do liposuction on the waist, and women wake up crying sometimes saying, "Oh my God, I haven't had a waist like this since I was in high school," or "I haven't had a waist like this ever." And it is really exciting to be able to be there when they're so excited.
I'll bet you are, and I bet that's wonderful. Dr. Rick Lentz in our studio today, plastic surgeon, owner of Lentz Plastic Surgery. 252-8051, drlentz.com. Call him, set an appointment, come in, do a consultation, and let him figure out if this is right for you and how best to help. Dr. Lentz, thanks for being on the program.
Thank you, David. It was a real treat.
All right, thank you.